This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The United Soybean Board infrastructure investments will benefit all of U.S. agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
The United Soybean Board engages in a number of infrastructure investments designed to keep U.S. soybean growers in a global leadership position while also benefiting transport of other commodities and agricultural inputs. USB Director Belinda Burrier said they're focusing on the Mississippi River for one of their projects.
The dredging of the lower Mississippi River and the amount of partnership that we have building this, increasing the depth of the river, actually increases the amount of production that we can send down to the river and out export and across the world. And the second one is Port of Grays Harbor terminal expansion in Washington State.
These infrastructure investments by the checkoff in research, analysis, and design don't just benefit soybean producers, they impact other commodities as well.
I was at both of these ports this year and have seen the investments that we have done with our partners, and it has increased their expansion of direct routes to Southeast Asia and other ports across the entire Pacific Rim. So it's really a big plus for the farmers, especially in the Midwest.
However, Burrier said the investments have an especially big impact on U.S. soybean exports.
They sure do, and it's increased the amount that we can ship by over 60% to other ports across the world, and that brings value back to the farm gate as far as it goes, and we can ship our product knowing that we have this support infrastructure-wise.
For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to see our 5 daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. And don't forget as well to check out our free twice-daily market podcasts. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.